it's so important to take care of your skin in the summer because, as you well know, summer is the time of year that we are outdoors the most. And so it can really take a toll on our skin between sweat, the heat, the humidity. We're hopefully all wearing a lot of sunscreen this time of year. We can get a lot of acne, breakouts, and clogged pores. And then, of course, the sun also dries out the skin. So we see a surge in eczema and other kind of sensitive skin conditions this time of year. So it's really important to have a great skincare routine, and that always starts with gentle cleansing. So there are a couple of big no-nos, things that we want to avoid when we're talking about cleansing our skin. First of all, and something that's really astonishing, is that in a recent survey conducted by CeraVe, 55% of Americans do not cleanse their skin at all. So they didn't wash their face at all. They're going to bed with makeup and dirt and pollution on their face. And of the ones who do cleanse their skin, half of them don't use a specific product that is for cleansing the face. So they'll use things like their shampoo or their hand soap, which we know are not really appropriate products, and they don't have the right ingredients to cleanse the skin in a very gentle way. So just as bad as underwashing is overwashing. And dermatologists know that if you wash your face more than twice a day, can actually cause acne and other types of breakouts, and can be very stripping and drying to the skin, so it can cause irritation at the same time. And thirdly, water is not enough. So this is getting back to the idea of gentle cleansers. Water is not enough to take away pollution and dirt and makeup and oil and bacteria and all the things, sunscreen, all the things that we put on our skin during the course of the day. You need to use a gentle cleanser. I love looking for products that have ingredients like ceramides and hyaluronic acid. These are particularly hydrating ingredients, so we don't get that squeaky clean feel. And then you can do that once or twice a day. I like doing a double cleanse routine, so where you can use either micellar water or a cleansing wipe first that gets up the majority of the makeup and the dirt and the pollution. And then you can follow that up with either a foaming cleanser or a creamy hydrating cleanser, like CeraVe Hydrating Cleanser is a great option. Either, depending on what skin type you have and what you prefer, that would be your second step. So if you do a double cleanse, you're gonna get off everything, but you're gonna do it very, very gently. Right after you wash, you wanna make sure that you're moisturizing. So I would say pat dry, but leave your skin a little bit damp, and you wanna moisturize within 60 seconds. That way you're really sealing in hydration and moisture and not giving yourself that over-cleanse, squeaky clean feel. And then lastly, don't ever leave the house without sunscreen. So sunscreen is key to any good skincare routine. You wanna look for at least a 30 SPF. So it's a high SPF that says broad spectrum. It protects against UVA and UVB rays. So broad spectrum, high SPF, every day of the year, 365, whether it's snowing or it's super sunny out. So that's a non-negotiable. And those are really the three key steps that you need every day for a good skincare routine.